Thousands of Palestinians have been forced by the Israeli military to flee Rafah refugee camp in the southern Gaza Strip, just on the edge of the Egypt-Palestine border. In the last 24 hours, it has been estimated that over 20 Palestinians have been killed due to the ongoing attacks from the Israeli army. The Israeli military says the action, which it has dubbed Operation Rainbow, is not a hit-and-run mission, but is the first stage of a military operation that will continue as long as necessary to achieve its aims. Its aims, which many people are speculating, are driving the majority of the Palestinian population from their homes in the Rafah refugee camp, essentially forced transfer. To this point, it has been estimated that over 100 homes have been destroyed in the Rafah refugee camp, leaving upwards of 1,200 people homeless. There has been widespread denunciations of the current Israeli military occupations in Rafah. Clearly, the military actions, which have been justified by Israeli authorities as defensive measures against Palestinian fighters, can clearly be described as collective punishment for the entire population of Rafah. Amnesty International has dubbed what is currently taking place in Rafah as a war crime. Today, I had the opportunity to speak with Mohammed, who is an alternative media activist living in Rafah refugee camp. In the recent fighting, his brother has been killed by the Israeli military and his home demolished. We spoke with Mohammed outside of the Rafah hospital as the Red Crescent Society were carrying in the dead and wounded. تكبر تكبر فمهما يكن من جفاك ستبقى بعيني.
To summarize the situation at the moment, the Israeli military forces attacked the area and began shelling more and more in Palestinian area, then began targeting the children by their snipers. At the moment, thousands of people, furious people, waiting in the area for their relatives whom get killed. At this moment, it's a very bad moment where thousands of people here are in the streets, and the Apache is still shelling, the Israeli Apache and F-16s are still shelling the area. The situation really gets so bad. You know, it is too difficult at the moment.
Now, there's been many house demolitions on the border between Egypt and Rafah, or Egypt and the Gaza Strip. Can you maybe describe what the situation looks like in terms of the mass house demolitions which have been sanctioned by the Israeli Supreme Court?
Well, actually, still the number of the houses that they get demolished is not known, but according to the Israeli media, it's going to be unexpected. Maybe there are going to be thousands or hundreds of houses, but let me add that also the injured people and the killed number is not identified up till this moment because it's too difficult to identify them. So we are waiting Dr. Ali Musa to collect some of the fragments and find out the number of the killed and injured people. At this moment, still the Apache shelling the area by heavy bullets and targeting the whole people. I personally, three of my relatives is killed today by them.
Would you say, Mohammed, that almost everyone living in Rafah and in Gaza has been very badly affected by what has been taking place?
Yes, that's right. It's a very difficult at the moment. It's really a very difficult time. No one can believe what is going on. They are slaughtering people as if they are slaughtering animals. Now, the ambulances left the area into Tal Sultan area just to bring more injured and killed people. Remember that the soldiers not allow the international to go and photograph in the area. Even they don't allow the people here also, or the ambulance driver, go and bring injured and kill people. That's why the situation gets so terrible at the moment. But, you know, Dr. Ali Moussa described the attack as a human nation catastrophe in Rafah City. The whole area is going to be damaged, you know?
Now, Palestinians and even Amnesty International has described what is taking place currently in Rafah as a war crime. They've described the acts of the Israeli army as a war crime. So can you explain for us why you feel it's important for people in Canada and the rest of the world to really focus on what's happening and support those people like yourself, Palestinian people who are living through this very, very violent and difficult time?
It is very important at the moment to publish what is going on. And it is good, really. We have so much of the news chances at the moment and TV stations, including international ones. And I'm trying hardly through my website to tell the people what is going on here. My aim only is to tell the truth. I haven't slept the past two nights because of the shelling and the shooting. Even I'm working website in order to let people know about what is going on in the land here. I think the next few hours are going to be the worst. So they didn't begin in the whole city. They just began in some areas of... They began invading some areas of the city. So I think the next hours... That's why so many people in the streets asking the international community to crack down on Israel and to stop this real crime in Rafah. In addition to that, there are so many people suffering from lack of food in the area because they are surrounded by soldiers, tanks, bulldozers. So are asking the international community to help them. We don't know. We still don't know. Red Cross and the UNRWA couldn't get into the area at all. Red Cross and UNRWA office couldn't get the area, so they couldn't bring food to the people. I don't know how I can describe it. Many tests right now arriving by injured people.
Now, Ariel Sharon and the Israeli government has tried to push forward a plan to withdraw from Gaza, to withdraw the Israeli army from Gaza. Now, maybe can you comment on this plan which is being put forward by Ariel Sharon to the corporate media and the media throughout the world to withdraw from Gaza and the different reality as to what's taking place today? They're speaking about pulling the military out from Gaza, while at the same time there is large amounts of armaments, tanks, and soldiers being moved into the area.
Well, let us say that withdrawing from Gaza Strip, I mean the withdrawal plan is aspirin tablets to the Western media, just to cover what he is doing in the land. Just, it's a lie. It's an Israeli lie. And we don't believe that there will be withdrawing. And if there is any kind of withdrawing, it would be only for the settlement, you know? So the checkpoints will remain and the shelling, the continuous shelling will remain and the same lies. So nothing will change, you see? They are just give an aspirin tablet to the people just so they can wait. It's a lie. That's all I have to say about it.
Now, in regards to what is taking place, there's been many, many people who have been made homeless from Rafah. These are people who are already having lived in a refugee camp, Rafah refugee camp, and are being made refugees again. Maybe can you talk about what is taking place now in regards to the forced moving or the forced displacement of Palestinian refugees again?
When they demolish the houses of the people, it is simply the only way is to get into the streets and to sleep in the tents. That is happening at the moment. So many people living in the tents, they don't have any houses anymore. And some of the families, of the homeless families with their children went into the UNRWA schools and they're staying over there without having food, you know. It is very difficult for the people to live the situation. But what we have to do? We can do nothing. It is nothing that we can do. It is a very difficult situation at the moment in Rafah. see here and a child without an arm. I see a child without an arm here. He's arriving at the hospital. The ambulances still couldn't get into the area and it still killed people. They couldn't move anywhere. Remember that the first time that they showed, it was 4 o'clock in the morning. They showed a mosque while the people were being in the mosque in Bilal bin Rabah Mosque in Tal el-Sultan area.
Can you describe for us what is in front of you? You're near the hospital in Rafah. Can you describe what things look like from your perspective?
So many people weeping. I see a very large number of women right now weeping and crying at the moment. If you'd like to have an interview, and I would like to translate what some of them say about the attack.
Yes, please. That would be fine, Mohammed.
She's asking, she's appealing to the Canadian people, to Canadian government. Please help us. What we did for you. What we please help us. Help us to stop this crime. We need justice. We need justice. Our killed people are in the, under the rubble of the houses. They are not allow us to go to the hospitals because this hospital is small. Is it justice when they kill the people? Is it justice when they kill the people? One other woman, she's weeping and saying, I appeal to the whole world. We need all the free people to help us to get out from this. Also, other women added to that she's appealing to the Red Cross to help her to take her child into the checkpoint, to get into checkpoints into the urban hospital in Khan Yunis. As you know, it is very difficult at the moment to take injured people from Rafah into other areas. Well, they don't have nothing more. They just began weeping. The whole families began weeping. The whole women began weeping and crying again. And they don't speak anymore.
Can you speak about your website? You've made a very strong effort to try and illustrate to the world through your reports and photographs about what has been taking place in Rafah, not only in the last couple of days, but for a long period of time. So can you maybe speak about your efforts?
I began with nearly in the beginning of the Intifada. That began as a result of the continuous attack and lack of media. We were slaughtered. I'm personally one of the people whom their houses get demolished, and my brother gets killed, and so many problems. So I'm appealing to the world. I tried many times to spread the truth, but no one here. As a result of that, I began working in my website where I post the news and telling the truth to the people. It is my aim to tell the truth. I don't care if that truth is with the Palestinians or against the Palestinians. But this is help in spreading the truth. And I will leave judgment to the international community to publish what I see, to publish what my eyes see, to publish what my camera photographs. So I hope from the Canadian people to publish my website in the media and to tell the people, and I'll do my best. This is if I didn't get shot. I'll do my best to publish the news and to tell the whole people about what is going on in Rafah and in all Gaza Strip. And hopefully that they can give me a hand to begin working also and covering West Bank also. I would like to cover West Bank, but that way we will covering the whole Palestine.
You have been listening to an interview with Mohammed, an alternative media activist from Rafah refugee camp in the Gaza Strip. In the recent Israeli military attacks on Rafah refugee camp, Mohammed has lost his brother and his house has been demolished. Currently, thousands of Palestinians have been forced by the Israeli military to flee the Rafah refugee camp in the southern Gaza Strip, just on the edge of the Egypt-Palestine border. In the last 24 hours, it has been estimated that over 20 Palestinians have been killed due to the ongoing attacks from the Israeli army. The Israeli military says the action, which it has dubbed Operation Rainbow, is not a hit-and-run mission, but is the first stage of a military operation that will continue as long as necessary to achieve its aims. Its aims, which many people are speculating as driving the majority of the Palestinian population from their homes in the Rafah refugee camp, essentially forced transfer. To this point, it has been estimated that over 100 homes have been destroyed, leaving upwards of 1,200 people homeless. Amnesty International has described what is currently taking place in Rafah as a war crime. To read Mohammed's reports and view pictures of what is currently taking place in Rafah refugee camp, visit www.rafahtoday.org. This report was recorded and produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christophe.
تكبر تكبر فمهما يكن من جفاك ستبقى بعيني ولحمي ملاك تكبر تكبر فمهما يكن من جفاك وتبقى كما شاء لي حبنا أن أراك نسيمك عنبر وأرضك سكر وإني أحبك أكثر نسيمك عنبر وأرضك وإني أحبك أكثر يداك خمائل ولكنني لا أغني ككل